Father God, we thank you that you inhabited the praises of your people. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here. I ask you, Lord, to touch every one of us. I ask you, Lord, for encouragement today. I ask you, Lord, for you to just guide us in every way that you have for us. Your heart is towards us. Your heart is for us. And Holy Spirit, you are our teacher. Holy Spirit, you're the one that lives on the inside of us. Holy Spirit, you're the one that lives and walks by me and guides me. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that your word says you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you, Lord, that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord today. You don't make mistakes, Lord. Our footsteps are ordered by you. And Lord, I ask you to bring forth your word in your power and in your might, Lord. It's your word and it's forever settled in heaven. Your word is truth and forever settled in heaven. And we stand on your word, Lord. And we ask you, Father, to burn your word deep down on the inside of us today. Deep down in our hearts. That it cannot be stolen from us. And I thank you, Lord, the devil is a liar. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And as we hear your word come forth today, our faith is built up. Our faith is growing today. And I thank you for it, Lord. Have your way in this service. Amen and amen. When Paula had asked me to preach this service, I think it was on the same day. These scriptures have been rolling around in my spirit ever since. And I want to share with you today out of the book of Matthew in chapter 13. If everybody has their Bibles, you can turn to it. You know, when Jesus was teaching the people, he always spoke to them in parables, in stories, in illustrations. So I'm going to start in the third verse in chapter 13 of Matthew. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said to him, why speak you unto them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say to you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When you hear this, I know I do. When I'm reading these scriptures here, when he's explaining what he's talking about, I can see from the very first time I heard the word till now. I can see where I was in these scriptures. In the 19th verse, when one hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. For this is he which received seed by the wayside. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that hears the word and anon with joy receives it. I can remember when I was pretty young and I heard the word, oh, I had so much joy. And I got saved and I was so joyful. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. And I can see myself in that word right there. I was so joyous when I got saved, and I was so glad to receive the word of the Lord. And then when tribulations and persecutions came against me, I fell big time. And I don't know about you, but when I'm reading that word, I can always see myself in here somewhere. I can just see where I was. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of richness choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The minute the word is preached to you, you know, there's a wicked one, the devil, that was thrown out of heaven. And the minute the word is preached to me and I hear the word come forth, he's right there to steal that word. And especially someone that doesn't understand fully the word, he's right there to steal it. And so we have to guard the word in our hearts because he's sure there to steal it from us. You know, as old as I am, Jesus said, I came not to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. Where does condemnation come from? It sure doesn't come from our Lord. It comes from the wicked one. And you know, I've been walking around. The word says, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. And to God, yes, there's night and day to us, but to God, there's no night. There's only day. And there's nothing hidden from him. And you know, my salvation, the Bible says, my salvation is nearer than when I began. And one day I'm going to face him in the judgment seat of God. I'm going to face him one day. And I want to face him trying to be the best child of God that I can be. But I tell you what, I make mistakes and I fall. And he says, you know, if a man says he has no sin, he makes God a liar. But if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me my sins and iniquities and remember them no more. Thank God for that. Because, hey, listen, as old as I am, I have faults. I make mistakes. And when I realize I've made a mistake or I've sinned, I confess it and I put it under the blood. But the devil, if you do make a mistake, the devil's right there. All of the word that you've heard, all of the word that you're walking on, that's been burned in your heart, he's trying to steal it. And he's trying to make you feel so guilty and under condemnation. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. But the devil will put you under such condemnation for the least little thing you've done. That you feel so heavy and weighed down. You just feel like you're not worthy to be used of God. You're not worthy to share someone the gospel of Jesus Christ to someone. Just look what you said. Look what you did. Look where you failed. But I tell you what, through the blood of Jesus Christ, no matter what age you are, wherever you are, if you have made a mistake, put it under the blood, and he wants to use you. You are special to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what he's about, to give me everlasting life. And not only to give me everlasting life, but that I can walk in his joy right now, and that my joy is full right now. Yes, we make mistakes. There's only one that's never sinned, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. And he paid the price. He was tempted in every point like as we are. He knows where we're at. He knows where we've been. He knows what I'm going to say before I ever say it. He knows what I'm going to do before I ever do it. And he's already paid the price. He came into my darkness. And when Jamie said that about, she saw Jesus with that cap on, with that light. And I tell you what, that's exactly what he did for me. I was in darkness with no hope. Maybe there's some of you that's been through that darkness where no hope, you don't feel any hope at all. You don't see any hope for you the way you're going. And Jesus comes in with that big floodlight, and he goes all past your sin, and he goes all past your hurt, and he just reaches down and shines that light, and he says, come on, believe in me, and you'll never perish, but you'll have everlasting life. That's the gospel. That's the gospel that you are important to him. You are somebody in him. How do we keep that word burned in our heart? How do we keep that word? Because he's always there to steal it. And if I let him, he's going to steal it. And as old as I am, I have to confess that the last few months, I don't even know what I did or said. But this spirit of condemnation because of I didn't rise early enough. I didn't pray enough. I didn't study enough. I didn't do this enough. You can't buy your salvation. It's free anyway. And it has nothing to do with how much I do or I don't do. It's his love and his grace and his mercy. His mercies are new every day. The devil is a liar. That word, my measure has to be, well, what does the word say about you, Mary? I haven't given you a spirit of condemnation. You know, I had to repent. I had to ask God to forgive me. As old as I am, I'm embarrassed to say, but when something like that comes against you, you can know and be assured it's not from your Lord. He's here to give you peace. He's here to give you life and to give it more abundantly. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. An abundant life isn't walking around in condemnation. No matter if you push it down, if you don't take authority over it, he's going to beat you up that you just feel so little that you don't even feel worthy to get out of the house. But you are worthy. You're his child. And I'm his child. And you know what? What do we do to combat that? The minute you hear the word, that devil's there to steal it. But in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does the word of truth tell me about myself? What does the word of truth tell me about my family? What does the word of truth tell me about my situation? In 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God, that's you and me, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If we'll stay in this word, continue to study, continue to spend our time with the Lord, we're going to catch those things when condemnation comes against us. I mean, I'll walk in condemnation as old as I am I'll be down and I don't even realize, I can't understand. And I'll start feeling guilty because I didn't pray enough today. I didn't read the word enough today. And where does that come from? It doesn't come from our Lord. It has nothing to do with how much I do or I don't do. Because I could never do enough. Never do enough. But he's already done it. He already paid the price. And if you don't mind, we're going to turn to James. I'm already there. Okay, in James 1, 5 through 8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and abrades not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And if you're going through something and you feel like and you think, oh, gosh, you just repent, put it under the blood, and go on. If I lack wisdom and I need to know something, all I got to do is ask my Father God in the name of Jesus, and he's going to see that you know it. Everybody can't be a scholar, but everybody can hear God. Everybody can hear the word of the Lord because he's there to speak to you. He's there to teach you and to guide you. In the 17th verse of chapter 1, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow or turning. He doesn't change his mind. He gives gifts to men. Every one of us has a gift. Whatever it is. You know, Jamie gave a message, and she said in her words, I can't remember everything she said, but I remember this. She said, you freely have received, freely give. I have received all that the Lord has for me. I have salvation. I have joy. I have all the wonderful things he's given to me. I freely received it. Now it's up to me to freely give. Freely give of what he gave to me. Whatever your gifts are, be willing to give those gifts to this dying world. Because there's people in Vidor, Texas right now that are dying and going to hell. They're in that darkness where I was at one time. And Jesus is right here to shine that light to them. So let's be willing to freely give, because there's souls in the balance. Souls in the balance. In verse 22 of James, the first chapter, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholds himself and goes his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. And, you know, in this scripture right here, you know, I see that as I'm looking, as I'm in the word, as I'm in prayer, as I'm meditating on the word, and I'm talking to Jesus and I'm thinking about him, I see him clearly as far as how we can see him now until he brings us home. But when I turn away and I'm not reading the word and I'm not meditating and I'm not, you know, spending the time with him, I'm forgetting what manner of man I am. But all I have to do is turn back and look right in that mirror, and then I see again what manner of man or woman that I am. You know, he knows that we're flesh. That's why he came, paid that price for us. Ever since Adam and Eve, we were born into sin. That's why we need a Savior. Because every one of us have sinned. You know, and someone might think, well, you know, I'm a good person and I do good things and I'm nice to people. Well, yeah, that's a good thing. But have you ever lied? Have you ever stole? Have you ever, you know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. We were all guilty of that. That's why he came. in James 5:16, the effectual and ceasing fervent prayer for righteous men availeth much. If we'll just continue and pray, and if it's stuff we don't understand, just ask him, and he's going to see that we know, whether it's from, a lot of times when I've asked him for wisdom, ask him about something, I'll hear it in a message, or I'll hear it. This morning, John Osteen, I was getting ready, and John Osteen was on. No, a lot of people don't care for him. I kind of like his preaching because he preaches with, he encourages you. And the whole word is a word of encouragement. I mean, Jesus died on that cross and rose again the third day for every step I'm going to take, not just for just that I'm saved and I'm going to live forever with him, but every step I take. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Every minute, every second, he's got all laid out for me. It's already laid out and it's already done. And even if I do make a mistake, if I'll just confess it and put it under the blood, he's going to put me. He makes all of the crooked places straight. I'll be going crooked and he just pulls me back and puts me right on that narrow straight path again. How many times have I gotten off of this straight path? You know, I'd be a liar if I said I never did, because we all have things that come against us, or I make a mistake, or whatever it is. But he said, you be of good cheer. Many are the tribulations of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He says, Mary, you're a special little old lady. I love you, and I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. And quit walking in that condemnation. I didn't come to condemn you, but that you can have everlasting life, that you walk in the joy of the Lord. In Proverbs, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I feel like I don't have any strength, you just get him with Jesus, and you're going to have some joy, and then you're going to be strengthened. So if there's anybody here today that you've been going through, condemnation comes against you, or anything that's not joy, that's not peace, he came that I might have peace and have it every day of my life. Not turmoil on the inside of me. Because when I'm in turmoil, I can't help somebody else. Because I'm all into me. It's not about me. It's about him. And it's about the dying world out there. It's about somebody that's hurting. It's about, if you go to the store, is somebody in that store hurting? Can you be kind to somebody? Get your mind, Mary, off of self. Get it off of self. It's not about you anymore. I done saved you. I put you on the road to forever. And if you get off of that straight and narrow road, just come on back here, because I got things for you to do. In our women's conference, that lady told me, she said, she was speaking the words of the Lord, I extended your life. And I'm telling you, he extended my life. I know he extended my life. And I'm alive and well today because he extended my life. He's got more for me to say and more for me to do. But so does he for you too. No matter what age you are, whether you're little bitty or you're as old as I am, he has life more abundantly for more. Joy unspeakable and full of glory is my life. And if I'm not walking in that, I need to get back on that path. Get back in that mirror and looking at Jesus. Because when I'm looking at him, you know, the closer I get with Jesus, the more I pray, or the more I'm studying, the more I'm in his presence, the more I want to be like him. The more I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to be kinder and nicer, because our Lord is love. And so the closer I am in him, the more I want to love. You know, when we go to the prison, I'm really able to say to those prisoners, now I don't know them personally, but when I walk in there and I'm there to preach the gospel to them, the words of life, the words of life forever for them, it's either life or death. There's no in between. And I let them know there's life in Jesus Christ or there's hell forever. There's no in between. And when I look at those men, young or old, I see somebody's father. I see somebody's granddaddy. I see somebody's child, some mother's child, some grandmother's child. That's what I see, and I see souls. And that's what we're to see in this town. We're to see souls, and we're to care for souls, because hell is forever. Heaven is forever, and there's no in between. So we really need to intercede for our city, for the souls in this city, for our families, for this world. Because God's hand is stretched out, and until that trumpet blows and Jesus comes back to bring us home, his arms are open, and he's saving souls and saving souls. That's what he wants. He wants souls saved. He came and died for their souls. And so we need to have that same heart in us. So Mary needs to get Mary out of me, my thoughts, and, you know, get on that straight and narrow path. Don't put up with condemnation. It's not from God. And as old as I am, the Holy Spirit had to show me you're walking in condemnation for something you didn't do, that you didn't do enough or this or that. That's a lie. I had to ask God to forgive me. So maybe some of you'll be walking around in that. You don't know what's wrong and feel all heavy and, you know, and lies from the pits of hell. You are God's child. You are called by his name. You are royal priest in his household. Royal priest. You are somebody. You are a head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. That's who you are. In Colossians 2:6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. If we'll stay in this word, and if we'll stay in prayer, and if we need to know something or want to know something, all you have to do is ask him, and he's going to give you the wisdom you need. And as we read this word, or we hear the word when we come to church every week, and I'm hearing the word, and my faith grows as I hear the word, because faith comes by hearing the word. Hearing the word. The devil's a liar. Every time I hear the word, my faith grows. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it, we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, if there's anybody in here that y'all been going through, you don't even know what you've been going through, but you feel all heavy and, you know, come up here and we'll pray for you. Because the devil's a liar. He's got a good life for you. He's got ministry for you. Me? Got ministry for me? Well, all ministry is sharing the good news of the gospel. He said, I'm a servant to serve. That's our job. So if anybody needs prayer, come on up.